Applebee's Rapid Fire, caller, you're on the air.
Yeah, I want to comment on the thing.
Yeah, you're on the air, caller. Who's the guy that flopped?
Sean Alexander. After he got cracked in that NFC Championship game, he never was the same.
That is a great call because Sean Alexander was MVP. Yes. He was LaDainian Tomlinson before LaDainian Tomlinson, and all of a sudden he just drops off the map. You know who else? Edgerrin James.
Tiptoe.
What happened to Edgerrin James? Sean Alexander, I liked it. He's a great human being.
Right.
He is soft as Charmin.
Yes.
He is soft as Charmin. That dude, he's the only running back I ever saw feet slide head first or slide feet first.
Right.
Like a quarterback.
Gone.
You can't do that. Applebee's Rapid Fire, you are the final caller. What you got?
Brian Bosworth.
Brian Bosworth. Ooh, that's good. Yeah, he definitely didn't quite live up to the hype. Everybody knew who he was, too. All right, Jam, thank you for filling in, man.
My pleasure,
a good job.
Man.
You did wonderful. You could have a career in this. Stick with me. I'll give you some pointers. I'll help you get far in your career, Jam. Thanks for joining us. Thank you for Tony Barnhart, Mr. College Football. Go to 790thezone.com to check him out. We will see you tomorrow. Mike will be back. Thank God I don't have to run point. We'll be out at Vince Dooley's house. Yeah, round of applause for that. Be out at Vince and Dooley's house tomorrow. Tune in. Jamal, thank you so much for joining
us.
Pollock and Bell, Sports Radio, 790 The Zone.
Here 24/7, 365. This is WQXI Atlanta, a big league broadcasting company.
The Hot Morning Show.
Mayhem in the AM.
Tuesday on Mayhem in the AM, golf champion Heath Slocum, the pride of Alpharetta, going to join us, as is Wiley veteran, as I like to call him, Chipper Jones. And then at 10 o'clock hour, I have a stroke. Don't miss Mayhem.
The Hot Morning Show.
Morning 6 to 11. On 790 The Zone.
High school recruiting has become a religion in Georgia.
And for the next 2 hours,
get ready to know everything about where your favorite player may be going
or how your college team is doing.
It's time for Score Atlanta's official visit, Atlanta's only high school recruiting show.
Good evening, Atlanta. Man, it feels good to say that. We are back and better than yesterday at Sports Radio 790 The Zone. You are listening to the Sal's only all-recruiting radio show and the first Monday edition of the official visit. I, of course, am Scott, the self-proclaimed brain, Janovitz, joined by Doc Proc, as usual. We have quite the show planned for everyone today. Talk a ton of recruiting, plus we have a ton of special guests set up. At 720, we'll talk to Scout, recruiting expert, Georgia Tech recruiting expert, I should say, Jonathan Lifehight. At 7:50, Quinton Brown, the Tucker defensive end, will be joining the program. At 8:20, Warner Robbins, defensive tackle, Jeff Whitaker will be joining the official visit. And 8:35, Michael Carlisle of Jonesboro will come on. Of course, we're going to also break down Georgia Tech and Georgia's recruiting classes to date. Before we jump into things, though, Fletch, anything noteworthy you want to let Georgia Atlanta / Atlanta community know about? Anything interesting?
Oh, well, nothing really happened today in terms of people signing any kind of commitments going down, but there were a few that happened over the weekend. Of course, St. John Days last Friday night for Hillgrove, the quarterback. He signed on the dot, or not really signed on the dotted line, but
committed.
Gave his pledge to the Georgia Tech Yellow Jackets right before he went out and helped the Hillgrove Hawks to 325 offensive yards in the first half alone en route to a big win for Hillgrove, and now they will move on, or St. John Days, I guess, will move on next year to Georgia Tech, play quarterback. You predicted that he was
going to go
on there.
We talked about this yesterday. For those who don't listen to the show all the time, we were on yesterday as well, and what I had said yesterday is that I guaranteed last week that St. John Days would be starting for Georgia Tech's football team at the quarterback position in the next 2 to 3 years. And like I said yesterday, I'm halfway there. He's not a starter yet, but he's going to at least attend Georgia Tech. Of course, the Yellow Jackets also picked up Jake Skoll. I guess he'll play A back there for now. He's really a safety, more of a safety, and in fact would rather play safety.
He also plays baseball, but he's 6'1". He's 185 pounds. Obviously, if he's going to play A back for the Georgia Tech Yellow Jackets, he's going to have to put on a little bit of weight, but that shouldn't be a problem. Once they get him in there, he'll probably take a red shirt, sit behind some of those great athletes they have going in there right now. But once he gets on the field, he should be a dynamite bowling ball for those guys out there.
Yeah, absolutely. The other thing to watch out for, and we'll talk about this a little later when we break down Georgia Tech's recruiting class, is that they now have 12 committed players to the school for the class of 2010. It's believed that their class will only actually have 13 players, or probably be at least two more than that. When you think of a guy like Jonathan Dwyer, Morgan Burnett, probably both early departures for the NFL, that would bring the class up to 15. Either way, Tech is nearly done in the recruiting, the 2010 recruiting calendar.
Well, both Tech and Georgia getting up to the top of that class, and in both cases, since they only have about one or two scholarships left, conceivably, now, of course, attrition will happen, players leaving early for the draft, which could give Georgia and Georgia Tech, like you said, a few extra apiece. But you have to think there's no more kind of marginal prospects now out there that these guys have. They are going at the top of their wish list for the University of Georgia. We mentioned it yesterday. They're no longer going to be settling for the three-star local kid. They are going for the national kid. There's a wide receiver from Oklahoma that Georgia is targeting.
Right.
There's a running back cornerback, Eduardo Clements, I believe, from Tampa area that they're going to be going after. Those are the guys that move immediately to the top of their wish list. When there's only one or two spots left, you don't settle. You shoot for the stars.
Absolutely, and you kind of brought it up, but it's going to be really interesting to see the way the two classes finish because they have such different recruiting strategies. You see Georgia, who's got 30, 40, 50 scholarship offers still out there to uncommitted players, whereas Tech's board is much, much smaller, not because players aren't interested in attending Tech, but because they simply don't offer scholarships in the same method that Georgia does. They offer them only to the players they're looking at, and if they miss out on a player, then they then offer to the next player at that position on their board. But they do not extend more offers than players they can take. And it's really they're one of the few schools that do that.
And it's really not so much a limited number of scholarships, anything sort of probation. It's only because there's only that many seniors graduating. That's that many roster spots opening up. So if you're Tech, you're only giving 13 scholarships away. That's good knowing that you have all these sophomores and juniors looking to move up to become juniors and seniors next season. So the future is bright for the Yellow Jackets. And, of course, we'll talk to their recruiting expert coming up a little bit later.
Yeah, also two other players committed last week, Fletch. And one of them was Colquitt County defensive end Cameron Irving, who gave the Florida State Seminoles his pledge. He is now the fourth Georgia prospect to commit to the Seminoles in the class of 2010. And closing out the week on Thursday, Tucker defensive end, who we've already mentioned, will be coming on the show a little bit later. In fact, at 7:50, Quinton Brown committed to the Knights of Central Florida. And we talked about this yesterday, Fletch. They already have three other guys committed from Georgia in this class, and they got two guys from Tucker alone in last year's class. A.J. Boy and Jonathan Davis
from Tucker. Now, Cameron Irving, we actually had Rush Probst on, the Colquitt County coach, of course, from Hoover fame, Two-A-Days fame. But he actually came on our show a few weeks back when we were on Sundays, and he told us, we asked him, is there a player that is special that you are looking at? And he said, the country doesn't know about Cameron Irving. By the end of his senior season, they will know about him. Well, the Florida State Seminoles, they certainly found out about him. They got on him early, and according to Rush Probst, they got a good one.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. We do have to get to a commercial break, our first of the day. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about what Paul Johnson said here on 790 The Zone last Wednesday. Had some interesting comments about the recruiting services. Of course, you're listening to Sports Radio 790 The Zone and Score Atlanta's one and only official visit. Score Atlanta is the only ATL's football plus sports paper and is available at all Metro Quick Trips, Kroger's, and Blockbusters.
From the headlines to in-depth coverage of all sports and all teams, the brand new 790thezone.com is your one-stop sports site on the web. Check it out and see what we mean. 790thezone.com.
Okay, Comcast customers, time for some direct talk from DirecTV. If you're tired of being frustrated with Comcast, I'm here to remind you, there's another choice, DirecTV. Right now, we're offering a special deal for Comcast customers who switch. 150 of the best channels for only $29.99 a month for one full year. There are no startup costs and professional installation is free. Unlike Comcast, only DirecTV offers NFL Sunday Ticket, so you can watch any game you want, no matter where you live. Plus, no one has more HD than DirecTV, and DirecTV has had higher customer satisfaction ratings than Comcast for 9 years running. Just call 1-800-DIRECTV or visit your local dealer today. Because for a limited time, you can get over 150 of the best channels for just $29.99 per month and lock in that price for one full year. Settling for Comcast is costing you. For a better TV experience, switch to DIRECTV.
Eligibility based on zip code. Offer ends 9/30/09. New DIRECTV customers only subject to credit approval. Credit card and lease required. Among the largest national cable and satellite TV providers. 2009 American Customer Satisfaction Index. University of Michigan Business School. Sports subscriptions available separately. Blackout restrictions and other conditions apply. Call for details.
details.
Hey guys, Chris Tomino, and for those of you who already bank with Associated Credit Union, you know why I talk about them so much, and I know why you tell your friends. Why? Well, because they look out for you, they look out for me in a way that our banks never did. You know, the old way of banking, taking care of the shareholders instead of the bona fide customers, the ones who have money in? Here's what ACU does that's different. They take the profits, and they turn them around, and they give them to you, not to shareholders. You earn more on checking your money market accounts and pay less on loans. And if you don't have an account, you've got to check them out. But if you've already got an account like me, there are still many more ways where your paycheck can go further if you're actually working with Associated Credit Union. Their rates on auto loans, some of the best around. Or if you have a car loan somewhere else, ACU might be able to lower your payments. Check their website. Here's what they've also said. Just find out how we're different. Go to acuonline.org. Anyone can now join for $5. 28 locations, you can do it all online. Again, at acuonline.org. Associated Credit Union, better than a bank. Anyone can join. Federally insured by NCUA, up to $250,000, an equal housing lender.
This is Willie Salucci from the fabulous Palm Restaurant. At the PGA Tour Superstore, they are lowering the cost of playing golf and tennis with the best prices in Atlanta, guaranteed. Their golf professionals offer game-altering instruction, and each superstore has state-of-the-art indoor fitting studios and putting and chipping greens. Come into any of the three Atlanta locations every day at 12:30 p.m. now through September 20th and test your putting skills for a chance to win tickets to the FedEx Cup Tour Championship. The last player standing is guaranteed to leave with two tickets to the Tour Championship. Participation is free, so what are you waiting for? Also, with every in-store purchase of $299 or more now through September 27th, you will automatically qualify to win a foursome to play at the site of the Tour Championship. Don't miss a chance to play where the pros compete. The PGA Tour Superstore is the greatest place on earth, and they are lowering the cost of playing golf.
Let's talk football.
Football.
Ready? Break!
Simply put,
he's the best college football scribe in America. Bar none. Mr. College Football Tony Barnhart plays here. 790 The Zone and 790thezone.com. Football lives here.
We are back and better than ever on Sports Radio 790 The Zone. You are listening to Score Atlanta's one and only official visit. I am Scott the Brain Janovitz, joined as always by my brilliant co-host, Doc Proc Fletcher Proctor. Of course, make sure to check out scoreatl.com for the best high school sports coverage. And now's your chance to sign up for the Georgia High School Football Daily email newsletter, which comes out every weekday morning and is filled with the best high school sports news around. Fletcher, we talk all the time on this show about the, the legitimacy of rivals and scout recruiting rankings, how valuable they are. And Paul Johnson also gave his own two cents on this very same topic last week on his show, Wednesday night, and had some pretty critical things to say, to say the least, about the recruiting rankings. He first came out and actually called the star ranking system kind of a pile of crap, if I'm allowed to say that on the air.
You
and,
are.
Well, he did.
You can say pile of
he
crap.
He did. So we'll say it as much as we can now that I know. But he basically went on to say that the guys who do these rankings have absolutely no clue what they're talking about. And I guess let me open up to you right now and ask you, do you agree with his assessment at all on this topic?
You know what they say. You know, anybody that bashes a system like that, you know, the one that's universally held, is probably the one that's not benefiting by the system.
Right.
But at the same time, Paul Johnson, he doesn't need that system. You know, defense, he probably would love to get a bunch of five-star recruits, okay? Let's not put it by him. But on offense, he doesn't necessarily need the five-star offensive tackle because that guy is more of the pass blocker. You know, the left tackle is not going to let any sacks come to the quarterback. That's not what he's after. He's after, you know, fleet of foot offensive linemen that are kind of smaller but can run and block and pull and do what they have to do. He's after running backs that and quarterbacks that aren't necessarily the drop back, you know, throw the pretty deep ball. He's after the ones that know how to read a triple option. Okay?
Well, I agree. I think the one thing you can absolutely say is that Paul Johnson and many of the other great coaches in the country are certainly better at scouting football talent at the high school level than are the recruiting services. That does not mean, however, that they aren't capable of doing that. And in my opinion, when you look at the resources ESPN, Rivals, and Scout uses to go out and scout these players, the number of writers they have, just the sheer money and time they spend doing this, to say they have no skills is absolutely crazy. And the way I look at it is the star ranking system is phenomenal, in my opinion. It's a very easy way to both gauge and describe how good a prospect is. What I find to be a little questionable is when they start ranking top 100 players in the country, because how can you differentiate a two-star player in Montana, who you rate 73 in the country, from the 138th best player in the country who plays five-star football or 5A football in, you know, Mississippi. In other words, you're comparing apples to oranges, and that in my opinion, is really hard to do.
I would agree with that, but I think what he's saying is it's a bunch of crap, because look at this guy right here. He was a one-star coming out of high school. Well, that's more the exception, you know, than the norm. Georgia doesn't go out there. University of Georgia, right down the street, you know, in right down 316 in Athens. They're not going out there and saying, you know what, this star system is a bunch of crap. I'm going to get a bunch of one-stars and two-stars, and I'm going to try to keep my job. Okay?
The only school that
does, doesn't work.
The only school that uses rivals and scout to actually recruit is Miami,
right.
who came out and admitted to that. And clearly that has not been successful to him. But Paul Johnson, go ahead, Fletcher.
I was just going to say, obviously these stars are more for us, for you and me and average Joe.
Right, but you would agree
that
they work to some extent. If you were to get commitments from only five stars, and that's not how you build a team. Of course, you need role players in every sport.
But
if you were to get it, if you were to fill your classes every year with 4- and 5-star recruits, your team would be really good.
Let's be honest here. If I have a choice between a 5-star quarterback, you know, coming in as playing as a freshman, or a 3-star quarterback coming in as playing as a freshman, I'd rather the 5-star guy. Why? Because he's probably better.
Right. And here's what Paul Johnson went on to say, is that the rankings are greatly impacted and determined based on who a recruit has offers from and where they've committed. In other words, if you commit to USC, he said you automatically become a 5-star recruit. And he used an example close to home. He said one of our recruits, of course, he can't name the player by name, but he said he was the top player in the state of Georgia before the summer started. He committed to us, Georgia Tech, and is now his ranking has plummeted. He went on to say he hasn't played a game yet, so I know he hasn't gotten worse as a player. How can this be possible? I actually agree with his assessment on this part, because when you look at ESPN's rankings right now, their top 100, six of the top 30 players in the country have committed to the University of Florida. And trust me, as much respect as I have for that program, and of course Urban Meyer, it's hard for me to believe that they have, you know, a fifth of the best of the top 30 players in the entire country. To me, the services are giving Urban Meyer, his track record, a lot of credit.
Okay, let's put this out there. Scott, you have down here ESPN's first, you know, 100, top 150. That was back in the class of 2006, okay?
Well, real quick, before you go on to that, because this is what brought me on, this is what inspired me to put this list down, is that Paul Johnson said, you know, if you go back to 2006 ESPN's rankings and look at their top quarterbacks, they didn't do so well. Well, I did go back and look at 2000, and I looked at their top 10.
Let's just do the top 10. The number one player that ESPN had ranked, Myron Roll. Kid that went down and played defensive back for Florida State. He's got a Rhodes Scholar.
He's a Rhodes Scholar.
Pretty daggone good.
He's not the best player in the country, but you cannot call him a bust. Pretty good player. Actually, really good safety for the ACC.
Number two, wide receiver, Percy Harvin for Virginia Beach. Went on to play for the Gators, won two national titles. Arguably the best player on the field at some point. And what are you going to do? So the guy, by the way, got drafted in the first round as a junior, not having played a whole lot last year.
Yeah, I think he panned out.
You go to number three, Vidal Hazelton.
This is your first miss,
and your only miss. And
on
that's
this
because
list.
He had some injury troubles at USC, is now trying to get into Cincinnati. Andre Smith, offensive lineman, Alabama. He was only taken, what, number six overall in the recent draft?
Amazing. Absolutely a dominant left tackle for 3 years there.
Number five, the quarterback, Matthew Stafford, University of Georgia. I don't know.
Matthew who?
Wasn't he just the number one overall pick? Let's see. DeMarco Murray, he's a running back, went to Oklahoma, missed the Florida game, missed the Oklahoma-Florida championship game. How different would that game have been if he had played?
I mean, an absolutely incredible running back, and arguably, I mean, actually, he's almost certainly a top five running back in the country this year.
Sergio Kendall, he's now a defensive lineman for University of Texas. He's going to lead their defense this season.
Right.
Taylor Mays, he turned down being a top 10 pick last year to come back to USC to become a top five pick,
right?
In my opinion, Micah Johnson. He's a guy that's at Kentucky right now, kind of hanging around in obscurity in Kentucky, but
he's good.
He chose to go to Kentucky, and then this is the one I'll give him another miss. Antoine Perez, I've never heard of this guy.
I think he either went to Illinois or Indiana.
Yeah, never heard
but
of
he's
guy.
Not. Both Micah Johnson and Antoine Perez are both productive players at the college level.
I would say Micah Johnson is. I would say there's, okay, 2 out of 10 miss. Okay, so ESPN got 80% right. Congratulations.
Should we take I believe we have a quick caller.
Yeah, we're right up against the break. But
KC, but we'll give him a chance.
But let's take a quick call. Welcome to the program. Welcome to Score Atlanta's official visit.
What's on your mind, Casey?
Hey, fellas. I'll be real quick here. The comments that Paul Johnson made were that the top 10 quarterbacks, most of those guys didn't pan out.
Right.
But I agree with him on the rankings, because you can't say the star system is right, but the numbering system is wrong when they use the numbering system to develop the star system. Like, the top 25 players are five-star.
Well, that's not actually not true. The top 25 players are not always five-star. In fact, year to year, it fluctuates. Most of the time,
not on Scout. Scout has an actual post on their site that tells you how many players are going to be five-star.
And I think that's a silly logic to use. Rivals, though, fluctuates every year, and they do in fact assign stars before rankings, which is why the rankings don't usually come out till later in the season, and they're always updated. But the star rankings are good because it's the only way you can gauge how good a player is. I think the rankings are a little bit silly because it's hard to compare state to state. But thanks for your call.
Thanks for the call, Casey. We're right up against the break. We got to take a quick break. But when we come back, we'll have a special interview. Also, Score Atlanta and 790 The Zone will team up again to broadcast a high school football game every Friday night. Look for the schedule at scoreatl.com.
5, 23, skidoo.
The stage is set. Year 2 of the Paul Johnson era is at the ready. And we've got every touchdown, tackle, and victory. Saturday at 1, the Yellow Jackets host Jacksonville State in the season opener. Football lives here. 790 The Zone.
If you dig NASCAR and you've never seen a race under the lights, we've got your back. Great clips in Atlanta Motor Speedway want to send you to the Degree V12 300 NASCAR Nationwide Series on Saturday, September 5th. And yep, it's a night race. Log on to greatclipsatlanta.com or 790thezone.com for your chance to win tickets, pit passes, and a meet and greet with Great Clips driver number 38, Jason Leffler. The contest ends September 1st, so log on now. Great Clips, Atlanta Motor Speedway, and 790 The Zone. We've got your ticket to the Degree V12 300 NASCAR Nationwide Series.
I heard it over the radio.
What? Friday, fall and football mean only one thing. The U.S. Army Strong Friday Night Football Guides are back.
Let's talk about football.
Football, football.
Get your free, yes, free guide at any Atlanta area U.S. Army recruiting station. The U.S. Army Strong Friday Night Football Guides are packed with team previews, schedules, key players, directions to the schools, and much more. Contact a recruiter today. There's Strong, and then there's Army Strong.
Hey, it's Dake Shapiro. I want to talk to you about Kia, specifically a new kind of luxury. You see it everywhere. It's the Kia Borrego. The Kia Borrego rewards you with contemporary styling, a spacious interior, advanced technology, exceptional performance, and state-of-the-art safety engineering. Talk about the interior and the luxury of the Borrego. How about a 10-speaker Infinity audio system? You know they had that. Also, perfect for the kids. I love this. Or for road trips, the Kia Borrego comes with rear seat entertainment, including DVD player and flip-down monitor and a pair of wireless headphones. Pretty snazzy. How about performance? This vehicle performs big time. Choose from a 3.8L 276 horsepower V6 or a 4.6L 337 horsepower V8. The perfect combination of performance and fuel efficiency. And that's what's important these days. And safety, one of the most important factors when buying a car, the Borrego offers a 5-star crash rating in 4 categories. Visit Kia.com to locate one of your Metro Atlanta Kia retailers today and test drive the Kia Borrego. It's a new kind of luxury. Kia, the power to surprise.
It's here, Atlanta. Sprint brings you the first and only wireless 4G network from a national carrier. So now you get average download speeds 3 to 5 times faster than anything available from AT&T or Verizon. Right now, a woman in a coffee shop is streaming 4 HD videos at once. One for each of her espresso macchiatos with a double peppermint shot. In Buckhead, a man is downloading huge work files without a hitch. Those without 4G, they're watching a mime fend off a dog with an invisible chair. Just plug the Sprint 3G 4G mobile broadband device into your laptop for blazing fast 4G speeds here in Atlanta and 3G nationwide. The only thing 4G can't help with? Atlanta traffic.
Come on! It's 2 o'clock! You have to be kidding me!
Go to Sprint.com/4G, a Sprint store near you, or call 1-800-SPRINT-1. Welcome to the Now Network. Coverage not available everywhere. See Sprint.com/coverage for details.
The Hot Morning Show.
Mayhem in the AM.
Tuesday on Mayhem in the AM, golf champion Heath Slocum, the pride of Alpharetta, going to join us, as is Wiley veteran, as I like to call him, Chipper Jones. And then at 10 o'clock hour, I have a stroke. Don't miss Mayhem.
The Hot Morning Show.
Morning 6 to 11. On 790 The Zone.
We are back and better than ever on Sports Radio 790 The Zone. You are listening to Score Atlanta's one and only official visit.
Every Friday night, Score Atlanta will have the only real-time high school scoreboard for every game in the state. This year, the scoreboard will be available at scoreatl.com as well as ajc.com.
Yeah, and Fletcher, we have a very special guest on the line right now, Scouts Georgia Tech beat writer Jonathan Lifite. Jonathan, you there? And how's your Monday evening going thus far?
Hi, everything's going great. Thanks for having me on, guys.
Hey, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Let's jump right into things, Jonathan. If you look at Tech's class right now, the most obvious trade, I guess you can say, is that every one of their 12 commitments is from the state of Georgia. Talk a little about their success in this state thus far, and do you think their lack of going out of state could maybe hurt them down the road in their ability to bring out-of-state recruits to the school?
Well, first off, you mentioned that, you know, all of them being from the state of Georgia. I don't think as long as I've been covering and looking at recruiting and following it, I ever remember having this high of a percentage out of the state of Georgia. And when Paul Johnson came in as the coach, he really set that as a point of emphasis that he felt like he could get the players he needed and wanted from within the state. And really, also, this is kind of some of the staff that was with Chan Gailey, Giff Smith, Charles Kelly, Coach BJ, a couple of them, they all also began recruiting the state back in like 2007, and a lot of the dividends are now starting to be paid from some of the foundation that was laid then. And then add in the point of emphasis from Coach Johnson, and you've got a class that's going to be largely from the state of Georgia. As far as do I think in the future it'll hurt going out of state? Probably not. You'd like to see your base come from the local area and then reach out as kids have maybe a connection or maybe interest from out of state. So I really don't think it's going to be a big problem by focusing so much in state.
Yeah, Jonathan, staying on the same topic, we already mentioned that all their recruits are from Georgia and they're all, you know, top-notch or at least mid-level recruits. Is this a sign that maybe Paul Johnson is really going to be able to recruit against and compete with Georgia and Mark Richt?
Well, I think you saw a lot of that, like I said, going back to the 2007 class that brought in John Dwyer and Josh Nesbitt and a few of those where we finally got some recruiters in, like I said, with Coach Giff Smith as the coordinator, and they felt like they could go up against them. There's been some other factors as well. Georgia Tech has always had one of the biggest things that's been a limiting factor is Georgia Tech's always required 4 years of math from anybody they brought in. And up until recently, the state of Georgia has not required that to graduate. They changed some graduation requirements just a few years ago, and now you're seeing kids that are getting those 4 years of math. So you have a larger pool of kids that are actually got the academic qualifications for Georgia Tech, and that's kind of opened that pool up. And, they've always been able to recruit on a limited basis. They just haven't had the ability to go kind of cast such a wide net when you've had a lot of the limitations around the academics.
You're listening to Score Atlanta's official visit on Sports Radio 790 The Zone. We're being joined by Scout.com's Georgia Tech beat writer Jonathan Lifite. And Jonathan, I'd like to ask you a quick question. It seems like we're getting down to it. You know, there's only about one or two spots, you know, maybe three or four if you think about early defections and whatnot, left in Georgia Tech's signing class for 2010. Are there any special targets that they're going after right now?
Yeah, there's probably about three or four that are still on the radar. I think they're looking – obviously, we still need to get one more linebacker in the class. I think that's kind of probably the most glaring need, get a linebacker. Ideally, they'd like to add another quarterback and also another offensive lineman. And if they got another defensive end, I think they'd be happy with that as well.
Well, they have to like that defensive line so far with Sean Green and Denzel McCoy. We had a chance to watch the last 2 weeks, Sean Green at Grayson and then Denzel McCoy last week at Northview. And those guys are both dominating blockers. They're looking pretty good that they'll help to rebuild that Georgia Tech defensive line.
Absolutely. Sean Green has had going into this year, he was thought of pretty highly, and his opening weeks there on the field, he's proved that to be the case.
Yeah, we're talking to Scout.com's Georgia Tech beat writer Jonathan Lifite. And Jonathan, of the players that Tech already has in the fold, assuming none of them decommit, can you give us maybe two or three players to look out for in terms of having star potential and maybe being more capable of contributing early on in their careers?
Well, obviously, when you look at it, you want to look at some of the you know, the skill positions are usually where players can come in and do a little bit more. I think Ryan Ayers, a cornerback, shutdown cornerback out of East Paulding High School over in Paulding County, Georgia. He's probably one that folks should really look at. You look at the other ones, I think Charles Perkins is probably going to be a pretty good fit for that B-back position. He had, I believe, over 300 yards against a very, very good Parkview program this past Friday night as well.
Score Atlanta's official visit once again on Sports Radio 790 The Zone. And a player that happens to be Scott Janovitz, his favorite player, I think, in the entire state, Barry Bostic. B.J. Bostic's going down to Georgia Tech. Is there any talk that he would also play on the offense as well, or is he strictly going to be a defensive recruit?
All the indications we've gotten is that they really like him on the defensive side of the ball. They've got some other players targeted over there. Obviously, you know, we've had a situation this year. Jamea Thomas was brought in. They thought he'd probably be on offense and got moved to defense. So I wouldn't say it's set in stone, but I think it's right now they feel really good about having him as a cornerback.
Yeah, Jonathan, we've had Giff Smith on here before and other coaches, and one of the interesting things that they've talked about concerning Georgia Tech's recruiting strategies is that unlike most schools, they do not go out and offer 80, 90 kids, you know, casting a wide net, if you will, and waiting to see who sticks. And instead, they offer the number of kids that they're going to actually accept. And if they lose out on a guy, then they'll offer someone else. But as a result, when you look at Tech's board right now, there are very few kids who have offers from the school. What do you think of this strategy? And do you think when the recruiting process comes to a later date, it could potentially hurt Georgia Tech?
Well, I think the only time it really hurts you is if you feel like you give a scholarship and take a commitment from a kid who doesn't stick with you. If you're pretty selective about that, make sure that you definitely have a commitment from that kid and feel good about it, then it's probably a strategy that works really well. Makes the kid feel like he's the number one target. Really allows you to focus your efforts and your resources on that one kid. And then, at the end of the day, like I said, the only time it really hurts you is if at the end the kid decides to go somewhere else. Then you might be looking around, kind of wondering what happened. But Georgia Tech has had a very, very good track record stemming back a long time, where once a kid commits, he sticks with it. Have very few kids that actually end up going elsewhere once they give a verbal commitment.
Scout.com's Georgia Tech beat writer Jonathan Lifeheit. And I've got a question for you. In your professional opinion, what is going to help recruiting more for the 2011 class or even the 2010 class? Would it be beating the University of Georgia, or would it be winning the ACC? What would help recruiting more?
I don't think it's any one. I think just winning in general. But given the track record of the last 6-7 years, I think probably beating UGA would probably be a big boost. Winning the ACC would also be a big boost. I think it's probably pretty close to a wash as long as you're up there at that 9 or 10 win kind of plateau.
Yeah, Jonathan, I don't know if you were listening to our segment before or if you heard Coach Paul Johnson's comments earlier last week, Wednesday. He came out and was highly critical of the star ranking system as well as rankings in general. And he also, he said that a lot of times the services base rankings on what offers a kid has and who they've committed to. I just wanted to get your thoughts on his criticisms and what how you view the validity of the star ranking system and the rankings in general.
I think he's probably absolutely dead on in a lot of cases. And, from my perspective, I look at him as an amusing way to kind of pass some time during the off season. From our perspective, we're more about covering, who Georgia Tech's getting, what's going on within the program and the like. And the star rankings are just kind of a nice sideline that we at GoJacks.com, we actually rely on Scout to do that. So I believe that he has a lot of validity to it. We see it from time to time with some of the players in our class. We've had where they've had a lot of offers from other schools, been ranked highly. And we've had kids that have come in. I'll give you an example on the 2009 class. Orwin Smith was a kid that was a two-star out of Alabama. Nobody really looked at him. He then went in and looked really good in an All-Star game, and he's come in and he's now on the 2 deep. But yet, you know, nobody really looked at him very heavily from a rankings perspective. So directionally, the rankings are probably pretty close. They don't measure a lot of things like heart and other things. They also, the one thing they really miss on is how well a particular kid fits into a particular system. With Georgia Tech running a triple option based offense, if we could land a 5-star drop back passer, it wouldn't do us a lot of good. But maybe a kid that is a little bit more running based, has a few things to work on in the passing game, may fit that option offense a whole lot better than that drop back passer. So there's a lot of things that those rankings don't take into account, and I think that Coach Johnson, his comments have a lot of validity.
Hey, Jonathan, we got to let you go, but we appreciate you taking time out of your busy evening to join us on the official visit, and have a good night.
Thank you very much.
Thanks again. Of course, that was Scouts Georgia Tech beat writer Jonathan Lifehite. We do have to get to a quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to do our own analysis of Georgia Tech's recruiting class. Of course, you're listening to Sports Radio 790 The Zone and Score Atlanta's one and only official visit.
Score Atlanta's ATL's only football plus sports paper and is available at all Metro Quick Trips, Kroger's, and Blockbusters.
At 790 The Zone, local means covering the Jackets, Dogs, and Falcons on a daily basis. It means the best local experts in Durham, Dooley, and Barnhart. It means more local programming than any sports radio station in the South. Atlanta's local sports talk leader, 790 The Zone.
Hey, it's Dake Shapiro. I want to talk to you about Kia, specifically a new kind of luxury. You see it everywhere. It's the Kia Borrego. The Kia Borrego rewards you with contemporary styling, a spacious interior, advanced technology, exceptional performance, and state-of-the-art safety engineering. Talk about the interior and the luxury of the Borrego. How about a 10-speaker Infinity audio system? You know, they had that. Also, perfect for the kids. I love this. Or for road trips, the Kia Borrego comes with rear seat entertainment, including DVD player and flip-down monitor and a pair of wireless headphones. Pretty snazzy. How about performance? This vehicle performs big time. Choose from a 3.8L 276 horsepower V6 or a 4.6L 337 horsepower V8. The perfect combination of performance and fuel efficiency. And that's what's important these days. And safety, one of the most important factors when buying a car, the Borrego offers a 5-star crash rating in 4 categories. Visit Kia.com to locate one of your Metro Atlanta Kia retailers today and test drive the Kia Borrego. It's a new kind of luxury. Kia, the power to surprise.
It's here, Atlanta. Sprint brings you the first and only wireless 4G network from a national carrier. So now you get average download speeds 3 to 5 times faster than anything available from AT&T or Verizon. Right now, a woman in a coffee shop is streaming 4 HD videos at once. One for each of her espresso macchiatos with a double peppermint shot. In Buckhead, a man is downloading huge work files without a hitch. Those without 4G, they're watching a mime fend off a dog with an invisible chair. Just plug the Sprint 3G 4G mobile broadband device into your laptop for blazing fast 4G speeds here in Atlanta and 3G nationwide. The only thing 4G can't help with? Atlanta traffic.
Come on! It's 2 o'clock! You have to be kidding me!
Go to Sprint.com/4G, a Sprint store near you, or call 1-800-SPRINT-1. Welcome to the Now Network. Coverage not available everywhere. See Sprint.com/coverage for details.
You ready to play ball?
Baseball.
Baseball.
Hey, Braves fans, Brian McCann here. Come out and support your hometown team as we make our postseason playoff push. And don't forget, after the game, head over to Stats in Lucky Marietta District with your ticket stub and get an appetizer for free. Whether it's their huge nacho plate, hot wings, or $20 sampler platter, Stats is your spot. Just show your Braves ticket stub and enjoy a free appetizer at the best sports bar in the city. Stats, the Atlanta Braves, and free food. Now that's what I call hitting for the cycle.
What's up, guys? David Pollock here, and I am a member of Georgia Federal Credit Union. Not just because they serve faculty, staff, students, and alumni at UGA like me, and not just because they have great rates and provide everyday service of a bank. It's all these things combined with their commitment to the community and dedication to their members. People are having a tough time now. Everybody knows that. And they give people access to things like like home and auto loans, and they love Georgia football. When you become a member of GFCU, you'll be entered to win a prize package to the Dogs and Jackets game, or a chance to hang out with me on a Thursday watching college football. So stop by one of their branches to learn why GFCU is my kind of people, and maybe I'll see you there.
From now until November 30th, when you open a new account or add checking to an existing account at Georgia Federal Credit Union, you'll be entered to win a VIP ticket package to the Dogs Jackets game, the chance to spend a Thursday night with David Pollock watching college ball, or a prize pack. Go to GFCUonline.org to get started today.
Pollock and Bell.
Rodney Harrison.
We're not going to talk about that Tyree catch, but I mean...
Oh, that was luck. It was luck. That bomb's about to get cut. What are you talking about?
You know what? That's no joke. He's like fourth string right now for Big Blue.
I'm joking.
Afternoons 4 to 7 on 790 The Zone.
We are back on a beautiful Monday evening at 790 The Zone. You are listening to the South's only all-recruiting radio show and Score Atlanta's one and only official visit.
Score Atlanta and Georgia Public Broadcasting will be webcasting a high school football game every Friday night. Look for the schedule at scoreatl.com.
And Fletcher, we have our second special guest of the show joining us right now in Tucker defensive end, Quentin Brown, the newest member of the University of Central Florida 2010 recruiting class. Quentin, how's it going?
It's going pretty good.
We appreciate you coming out and joining us, but let's jump right into things. Obviously, you made probably the biggest news last week around the recruiting trail in your commitment to the University of Central Florida. Talk about how big a deal that was to make what is probably the biggest decision of your life, and how excited are you to be a Knight?
It wasn't too hard. I'm from Michigan. I had to pick from Michigan State and Central Florida, and the final factor was it going to be a better position for my family. So I thought Central Florida was better. For my mom to buy a ticket and come straight to Florida from Georgia than flying all the way or driving all the way to Michigan. So it was pretty easy on the decision. And besides me being a Knight, it's feeling pretty good right now.
Now, three other Georgia recruits have committed to UCF for the class of 2010. And last year, two of your friends, A.J. Bowie, as well as your teammate Jonathan Davis, committed to UCF. So you've got to like the fact that you're going to know some people down there already.
Yes, that's a big help out to know people on your team from the same state.
Yeah, you know, getting back to that relationship, especially with Jonathan Davis, how did seeing someone like him go through the recruiting process a year before you were about to do so yourself, how did that help you kind of handle the process and in the end make a more informed decision?
Having a friend that's close like that and him being a beast how he is on the field, he just gave me a couple of pointers, letting me know which ways to go, what things to look out for, what things not to do, what things that you should look for in a team and a coaching staff. And it made it even easier for me to pick a school, actually, when it came down to Michigan State and Central Florida.
Yeah, now, Quentin, you mentioned earlier in the interview that one of the biggest factors in your decision was the ability that your parents will now have to watch you play. But I also know that you have a pretty good relationship with David Kelly over at UCF. Talk about how big a factor that was in your decision. And also give our listeners a little idea of what George O'Leary is like as a head coach and a person.
David Kelly, well, Coach Kelly to me, he's a great guy. Ever since I first known him, it was almost like we were related. I know, like, coaches aren't supposed to get attached if the player doesn't commit, but from Jump Street, we were, like, bind at the hip. So we were pretty close together as recruiting started. And then Coach O'Leary, he's down to earth. He's a cool guy. He's not going to BS you. He's going to tell you straight up. He's going to let you everything you need to know. And he's going to be there for you if you're committed to him and his program.
Tucker defensive end Quentin Brown joins Score Atlanta's official visit right here on Sports Radio 790 The Zone and 790thezone.com. Now, I said Tucker defensive end. Will you play defensive end in college, or are you going to maybe drop back and play a linebacker for UCF?
I'm going to play defensive end.
Yeah, now, Quentin, I know you attended the Georgia Nike camp and some other camps as well. Talk about that experience, just going up against some of the top players in the country as opposed to your own teammates. And what do you think you proved at those camps?
Being at those camps and those programs gives you a lot of exposure and opportunities to make better plays and better standpoint for your team and build you up as a player so you can help your team be better during the school year. But being in programs and different activities like that, it boosts up your confidence to be even in a camp of that stature. And then playing with people like that, it just makes you a better player. And then on top of that, you get to play with the best people in the nation. So there's no other opportunity for you but to get better.
You talked a lot about wanting to commit early, and obviously you did. You committed last week before the start of your senior season. It seems like a lot of the kids these days are committing early. I'm sure some of the ones you went up against in the Georgia Nike camp were. What was your reason for committing early, and why do you think that trend is maybe starting?
I committed early mainly because I knew the season was coming, which we already played our first game. That's why I committed early. I wanted to commit before our first game, but committing before our season was big to me because I knew that in my brain I was going to be thinking about where am I going to go the whole season. Even if I don't even stress it that much, I knew I was going to think about it just a little. So I thought, if nobody's on my boat right now, I might as well pick with what I got. So I just decided to go early.
Yeah, and
I picked UCF.
Sorry. And Quentin, now that your decision's made, have you been following UCF's recruiting class, and are there any players that you might be recruiting to get down to Central Florida with you? And if so, who?
No, I haven't actually had a chance to do that yet, but I was definitely thinking about that.
Yeah, and for all our listeners who may not know as much about the recruiting process as you clearly now do, talk about some of your likes and dislikes, just the things that you actually enjoyed about the process, and maybe some of the things that kind of got old as it wore on.
For anybody that's getting recruited or getting early recruited or trying to commit or find out anything, my best opinion and advice to anybody who's listening, I would definitely sit down on the computer, look at the team's commitment list, take your unofficial visit if you can, if you're able to, if your family is financially stable, and really sit down and talk to the coaches and look up and read up and research on the coaches, because they can tell you whatever they want you to hear, but go for the coaches and a team that really wants you for you and not just trying to get you down there just so they can fill up their commitment list.
Yeah, would you say it was a process that you enjoyed or something that kind of was more work than anything?
To me personally, the type of person I am, I don't let anything really get to me. So I try to break things down as much as possible, be happy about my situation, and then I just made my decision. So it was a good opportunity for me.
This is Score Atlanta's official visit on Sports Radio 790 The Zone and 790thezone.com. We're being joined by a very special guest, Tucker defensive end Quentin Brown, who last week committed to the University of Central Florida. Last season at Tucker, you guys won the state title. The new rankings came out this week. You guys are number one again in classification 4A. You're used to winning a lot in high school, right? How important is it for you to go and play on a winning program in college? And UCF, obviously, is a program that's the star is rising. Do you hope to make it all the way to the top?
Hopefully, if I'm blessed, I'm shooting for that the highest I can go.
Yeah, just hypothetically speaking, I imagine your recruitment's done now, and you probably aren't going to take any official visits. But if Georgia Tech were to have a subpar season, would that be something you would look into, maybe going on some other official visits down the road?
No, I wouldn't. I wouldn't consider it.
I like how blunt you are in that answer. That's a committed player right there. I'm sure George O'Leary, if he's listening, was happy to hear that answer.
Now, one question we always ask all of the recruits that appear on our show, and that is Quentin Brown. What type of player, obviously, if you could boil it down, you know, forget what school, what rival says, forget what scout says, what type of player is UCF getting next season?
UCF is getting one of the best players in the nation. Whatever rival says, whatever scout says, whatever Southeast region, I don't like teams look at it as is. If you're not an All-American, you're not a good player. But sometimes some kids fly under the radar, and I think I'm one of them.
Hey, listen, Quentin, we love the confidence. We do have to let you go, though. But again, we appreciate you coming on our show and visiting us this Monday night.
Thank you.
Thank you again. That was Tucker defensive end Quentin Brown. Very big pickup. We've obviously established this enough, but a very big pickup for the UCF Knights.
They certainly are. I mean, he had offers from Ole Miss, right? One of the SEC powers. I believe they're ranked, number six preseason, you know, going into this year?
Yeah, and with Houston not aboard, I mean, they're clearly their recruiting efforts have picked up tremendously.
Right. He also had a scholarship offer from Michigan State, the Spartans, with Mike D'Antoni, who's a fast riser up there in the Big Ten. This kid had big-time programs.
Miami was knocking on his door. I mean,
he said, you know what, I'm going to go play for the Golden Knights down there at UCF. So, good for him.
Yeah, absolutely. And, of course, we've already mentioned this, that he is one of the many players from Georgia who has committed to UCF, and it seems like the same programs are continuing to hit this state hard. Of course, we've talked about UCF. Clemson has a bunch of players committed from the state of Georgia. Vanderbilt has 9 players committed from the state of Georgia. So it's obvious that not just Georgia Tech and Georgia, but a lot of schools around the country respect the football that is being played in this state today. We do have to get to a commercial break. When we come back, we are going to talk Georgia Tech and their recruiting class this fall. You're listening to Sports Radio 790 The Zone and Score Atlanta's one and only official visit.
Make sure to check out scoreatl.com for the best high school sports coverage. And now, your chance to sign up for the Georgia High School Football Daily email newsletter, which comes out every weekday morning and is filled with the best high school stuff around.
The Hot Morning Show.
Mayhem in the AM. Jerome Bettis.
That Colt playoff game, what's going through your mind?
As soon as I fumbled, it was, oh, bleep, 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 bleep. Once I hit the ground, I couldn't see the ball, and I kind of looked up, saw the guy running, and my heart just dropped.
The Hot Morning Show.
Morning 6 to 11. On 790 The Zone.
What's up, guys? David Pollack here, and I am a member of Georgia Federal Credit Union. Not just because they serve faculty, staff, students, and alumni at UGA like me, and not just because they have great rates and provide everyday service of a bank. It's all these things combined with their commitment to the community and dedication to their members. People are having a tough time now. Everybody knows that. And they give people access to things like home and auto loans, and they love Georgia football. When you become a member of GFCU, you'll be entered to win a prize package to the Dogs and Jackets game, or a chance to hang out with me on a Thursday watching college football. So stop by one of their branches to learn why GFCU is my kind of people, and maybe I'll see you there.
From now until November 30th, when you open a new account or add checking to an existing account at Georgia Federal Credit Union, you'll be entered to win a VIP ticket package to the Dogs Jackets game, the chance to spend a Thursday night with David Pollack watching college ball, or a prize pack. Go to GFCUonline.org to get started today.
This is Willie Salucci from the fabulous Palm Restaurant. At the PGA Tour Superstore, they are lowering the cost of playing golf and tennis with the best prices in Atlanta, guaranteed. Their golf professionals offer game-altering instruction, and each superstore has state-of-the-art indoor fitting studios and putting and chipping greens. Come into any of the 3 Atlanta locations every day at 12:30 p.m. now through September 20th and test your putting skills for a chance to win tickets to the FedEx Cup Tour Championship. The last player standing is guaranteed to leave with 2 tickets to the Tour Championship. Participation is free, so what are you waiting for? Also, with every in-store purchase of $299 or more now through September 27th, you will automatically qualify to win a foursome to play at the site of the Tour Championship. Don't miss a chance to play where the pros compete. The PGA Tour Superstore is the greatest place on earth, and they are lowering the cost of playing golf.
Hey, it's Dake Shapiro. I want to talk to you about Kia, specifically a new kind of luxury. You see it everywhere. It's the Kia Borrego. The Kia Borrego rewards you with contemporary styling, a spacious interior, advanced technology, exceptional performance, and state-of-the-art safety engineering. Talk about the interior and the luxury of the Borrego. How about a 10-speaker Infinity audio system? You know, they had that. Also, perfect for the kids. I love this. Or for road trips, the Kia Borrego comes with rear seat entertainment, including DVD player and flip-down monitor and a pair of wireless headphones. Pretty snazzy. How about performance? This vehicle performs big time. Choose from a 3.8L 276 horsepower V6 or a 4.6L 337 horsepower V8. The perfect combination of performance and fuel efficiency. And that's what's important these days. And safety, one of the most important factors when buying a car, the Borrego offers a 5-star crash rating in 4 categories. Visit Kia.com to locate one of your Metro Atlanta Kia retailers today and test drive the Kia Borrego. It's a new kind of luxury. Kia, the power to surprise.
You ready to play ball?
Baseball.
Baseball.
Hey, Braves fans, Brian McCann here. Come out and support your hometown team as we make our postseason playoff push. And don't forget, after the game, head over to Stats in Lucky Marietta District with your ticket stub and get an appetizer for free. Whether it's their huge nacho plate, hot wings, or $20 sampler platter, Stats is your spot. Just show your Braves ticket stub and enjoy a free appetizer at the best sports bar in the city. Stats, the Atlanta Braves, and free food. Now that's what I call hitting for the cycle.
Pollock and Bell.
Dale Earnhardt Jr. on his Washington Redskins.
I was a little bit disappointed in how the Jason Campbell thing went down, but I thought he handled it really professionally. He's yet to really prove himself, but maybe this ticked him off just enough.
Afternoons 4 to 7 on 790 The Zone.
We are back and better than ever on a beautiful evening here at 790 The Zone. You are listening to the South's only all-recruiting radio show and Score Atlanta's one and only official visit. Score Atlanta is the ATL's only Football Plus sports paper and is available at all Metro, Quick Chips, Kroger's, and Blockbusters. Fletcher, it's time to talk your favorite team I know in the state, Georgia Tech recruiting.
Oh, yeah. Well, we are the official home of the Georgia Tech Yellow Jackets here at Sports Radio 790 The Zone and 790thezone.com. So let's get into a little Georgia Tech talk.
Yeah, and listen, we've spent a lot of this show talking about recruiting rankings, and no matter how valid you think they are, when it comes down to gauging how good a class is, it's not where you're ranked or how many five-star guys you have. It's about filling needs. And with that said, we're going to take a look at Georgia and Georgia Tech's class based on their needs and position by position. Of course, we talked to Jonathan Lifeheit, Scouts Georgia Tech beat writer, earlier, and he thought linebacker, quarterback, O-line, and defensive end were the biggest needs. I, however, believe defensive tackle is a big need, and I'll tell you why, Fletcher. They only, in the last 2 years, 2009 and 2008, the last two recruiting classes, they only signed two defensive tackles, and they have two committed right now in Sean Green and Denzel McCoy, and I guess it depends on how good you think those two are, whether you think they need another. I, for one, believe Sean Green is an absolute animal. If you listen to this show, you know I'm a big fan of his. I was at the Dome last Saturday when they played Camden County. It was a 4th and 12 play. Game was on the line, one possession game. And I was watching Sean Green and Sean Green only because I believe if you're a top player at the high school level, you should dominate, and you should dominate in big moments. He broke through two blockers on the play and absolutely just nailed the quarterback. It was an incomplete pass. I think he won the game for his team. I do not believe Denzel McCoy is at that same level. But I would like to hear what you think. I know you saw Denzel up and close last Friday.
Yeah, I was actually calling the game, you know, for Georgia Public Broadcasting last week when Denzel McCoy's Northview Titans were taking on the Centennial Knights. And he not only got dominated, in my opinion, by David Yankee, who's Centennial's big, well, they had him at right tackle or left tackle, depending on where Denzel McCoy lined up. And, of course, Yankee is pretty good himself. He's going to Stanford
next
season. But Denzel McCoy, at one point, was taken off the field by his coach. He was rendered a situational pass rusher, I guess. And if you are a big defensive tackle, you should be in there stopping the run. And that's what Centennial was doing to Northview. They were just running the ball and running the ball and running the ball. And that's what he could not help stop.
Right.
I was thinking, yeah, he might be double-teamed, but at the high school level, when you are this good, when you might be one of the best players in the state,
right,
you need to break through. And I was listening to the game right here on Sports Radio 790 The Zone when Grayson defeated Camden, and I heard that play you're talking about, and Sean Green is every bit worth the hype. If you are a Georgia Tech fan, you are getting a good one. Now, he's not tremendously, you know, the prototypical size. He's about 6 foot even.
Although he's bigger than I thought. I'm telling you up close, he's bigger than I thought he was.
He's probably going to be the under tackle, not the nose tackle, but the under tackle. But he's still going to be pretty daggone good. Because you know he's going to lift some weights. He's going to get in there with the system, you know, with their trainers and whatnot, add some bulk. He's going to be good. They need to work on Denzel McCoy. McCoy is fast, okay? For a defensive tackle, he's pretty fast. But he needs to step his game up.
Yeah, and you said it. At the high school level, you should dominate. And when you consider a guy like Sean Green played against a much, much better Camden County team, no knock at Centennial because they looked good. They scored 38 points in one half alone. But Camden County is better than Centennial, Fletcher. And Sean Green looked three, four times better than Denzel McCoy did. And listen, I'm not knocking him because I think he's got a lot of potential. But Denzel McCoy is not the recruit, at least at this point, that many thought he was. Moving on, though, Jonathan Lifeheit, who we had on earlier, mentioned linebacker is a great need, and I couldn't agree with him more. Right now, they have zero committed in this class. They did, in the last two classes, bring in five total, but to have none in this class is a big-time problem. And like I said earlier, they don't have many offers out there. The one guy on their board is Michael Carlisle, a Jonesboro linebacker, who will actually be joining us on the official visit a little later in this very show. But it's a position of huge need. It's one that they have not recruited just yet. And right now, Michael Carlisle looks to be the only guy on the board.
You've really got to have at least one linebacker if you're Georgia Tech, if you're Paul Johnson, and you want this defense to work. Because, yes, your offense is quirky. You don't necessarily have to get the five-star guys. You have to get guys that fit your system. The defense, you run the same defense that Georgia's running. You run the same defense that Virginia Tech runs, that Clemson runs, that Florida State runs. You run, you know, the defense. And it's not like you run a weird 5-2-4 defense, okay? You run the same 4-3. You're not even running the 3-4. You need a linebacker in there, okay?
Yeah, it doesn't matter what defense you're running. You need a lot fast.
And you need a good one in there, too.
Right.
You can't just get, you know, bottom-of-the-barrel scrapings. You've got to get a good linebacker. And Michael Carlisle certainly could be that linebacker.
Oh, I think it'd be a huge pickup for them. The question is, and the problem, well, I should say the problem is they only have offers to, you know, out to 1-2 linebackers. And if they don't, and this is why I asked Jonathan, if the fact that they don't give out a lot of offers is a problem or could be a problem down the road, because listen, if they don't get Michael Carlisle, then who do they get? The next position of interest